You're listening to SBS News.
In a central neighbourhood, Andos Hansen runs Malmö Brewing Company and Taproom. Bars and restaurants have stayed open in Sweden, but there are many new rules to meet.
We have to have an arm length between everybody, so it's also social distance. We're not allowed to have more than 50 people, groups and so on.
Bars have opened their doors in Denmark too, but Anders tells me that during the lockdown, Danes have been making the trip to Malmö and going to the pub.
Well, I talked to my staff, the bartenders, and they said that it's a lot of Danish people. Our money is very cheap for Danish people, so they got a lot of beer for not so much money.
In an outside seating area, customers are enjoying drinks in the sunshine. But there's mixed feelings about Sweden being left out of the Nordic travel bubble.
It's terrible. It's terrible for us. We want to be able to travel, and especially in this region where we're so close to Denmark. It's just a 20-minute commute and we can be in Denmark. A lot of people work there. They have families there.
That's the way they want to do it. We have to accept it. We just have to live with it.
Just a couple of weeks ago, it was a Danish holiday. A lot of Danish people went to Sweden. They went to IKEA. They went to all these Swedish places.
Holiday places.
Then it was a line over the bridge that took them 4 hours to pass.
Historically, the Nordic countries have been so close to each other. So closing their borders at the moment and keeping it for a long time, I don't think it will be possible. I don't think it's logical either.
Denmark and Sweden had very different coronavirus strategies. Denmark brought in a lockdown early on and now has lifted most of those restrictions, while Sweden relied on voluntary measures. What's striking, though, as I walk around Malmö is just how similar daily life now appears to be in both countries. Southern Sweden has seen a much lower rate of coronavirus infections than the capital Stockholm, hours further north. Besides Iceland, Norway and Germany, the Danish government does not recommend travel to other countries. But on the train back to Copenhagen, a handful of Danes are returning from trips in Sweden.
I went to a party, a small party, and home again. If you go north of Sweden, many sick people, but not in the south Sweden.
We're looking at a boat we're going to buy. We have to take some precautions, but not really concerned.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a few minutes we will be at Copenhagen Airport. Due to border control, please have your passport ready.
So I've just got off the train, been through a kind of makeshift border control that's been erected on the station platform. Now we're just waiting a little bit further down for the train to come along so we can continue to Copenhagen. Coronavirus has brought unprecedented times. Now, cross-border travel is returning to the region. But so long as infections persist, it's not clear when the Nordic countries will be ready to open up their borders to neighbouring Sweden again.